Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf and Practice. Today's Daf Lamed Gimel Maseches Beitza. On Amud Beis, the Tosfos in the Bam tells us that when it comes to the bracha of Besamim Matzei Shabbos, one of the explanations is because since the Neshama Yosever that we receive for Shabbos leaves us Matzei Shabbos, so in order to overcome and deal with the loss of the Neshama Yosever, we smell the Besamim to awaken us. So there's a fascinating shaila brought by Rav Zilberstein. Rav Zilberstein quotes from a sefer, from the Svarma Kadoshim, Yesod V'Shorash HaAvoda, and he writes that a person who goes to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, so that helps bring him the Nisham Yisera. If a person does not go to the mikvah Erev Shabbos, so certainly he won't receive the Nisham Yisera. So that's a big chiddush. It's a big inim. Now, if that's the case, so he asks the question. So if it's really true that the Besamim that we say Matzah Shabbos is dependent on receiving the Nisham Yisera, so what would the halacha be if one did not go to the mikveh Erev Shabbos? So if he didn't go to the mikveh Erev Shabbos, that means he doesn't get a Nisham Yisera. That means he should not be saying Besamim, it would be a bracha vatala. Is that the case? Fascinating shot. So let me explain to you what Rav Zilberstein says. He says, it can't be true that because we see many Gedolei Hadoros did not have the practice to go to the mikveh Erev Shabbos. And despite that, we have to assume that they get a Nisham Yisera, even without going to the mikvah. So how do you explain this? How is it possible that they could get a Nisham Yisera without going to the mikvah? If the Yisod V'Shorash Avoda says that you need the mikvah to have the Nisham Yisera. So there is a smak that he quotes that says, let's say a person who's off the derech, and he's Chozer B'Tshuva, and he did not have a chance to go to the mikvah, and then the goyim got him, and they killed him, they burned him. So the smak says that where do you bury him? Can you bury him in a base kfaros of Yisrael? Or no, he didn't have a mikveh. He didn't go through the process of geirus yet, or coming back to Yiddishkeit. You need to go through a certain geirus, even though he was born as a Jew. So he says no, because the truth is, fire is a type of tevila. It's perhaps even better than tevila. It's based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Tes. Such an inim, so he did have a tevila ba'esho. He's considered a full-fledged Jew and can be buried in a base kvaros of Yisro. So, based on this idea, says Rabbi Zilberstein, so a person when Yisod Shor Shavoda says one who does not go to the mikvah erev Shabbos, he's not zocher to the Nisham Yisera. That's only a person who did not learn erev Shabbos. But one who learns erev Shabbos, we know that learning is like immersing in esh. It's like immersing into a mikvah, and therefore that can also substitute as a type of a tefillah, and therefore a person can in fact receive a Nisham Yisera, even though he did not go to the mikvah, as long as he learned the Erev Shabbos, and then when he loses the Nisham Yisera Matzei Shabbos, he in fact can say bracha. That's the one answer he said. Then he says maybe something different. Maybe what the Sefer Yisod Yisharish Vavoda means is if he didn't go to the mikvah, he does not get the Nisham Yisera on Erev Shabbos. But on Shabbos itself, a person will get it. Everyone gets it, even if they did not go to the mikvah. So the idea of going to the mikvah, that allows the Nisham Yisera to already be in the person's body before Shabbos. That's the chiddush. But again, everyone, of course, receives the Nisham Yisera, and therefore one should just say the bracha besamim matzei Shabbos.